everybody. Hello out in YouTube land. How are you? It is Pep Talks without Steve Lolly, that burden, quite frankly, it's luggage. It's my guest here is laughing already. We have a special guest, stand-up comedian, Atska Okotsku.
Yeah.
Did I get it?
Eddie, you were so close. You were so close.
Say it for everybody.
Atska Okotska. Yeah.
Atska Okotska. Atska
Atsuko Okotsuka. Truly, Atsuko. It gaslights everybody. Like, it makes everyone feel crazy.
Yeah.
It's. I don't mean to make you feel that way.
No, not at all. But
not
it's,
on your show.
It's disturbing for me. You know, because you want to look professional, you know?
Sure, but...
Yeah, you know, and then, I don't look professional when I don't have my guest name. So sue me! You know, sue me, YouTube! Anyway, hi, everybody. It's Yom Kippur.
Happy Yom Kippur.
You can't, you know, I was told don't say happy Yom Kippur.
You don't say happy.
It doesn't matter, but
it's because it's a reflective time.
Let's not get too, yes, exactly.
Sure. It's not like necessarily.
What is your ethnicity?
I'm all Jew. And forgive me, sue me, YouTube, sue me. I'm Japanese and Taiwanese.
Is it half-half?
Half-half. That's why I look Korean, I think. People think I'm Korean.
Is that right?
Yeah, but it's my problem to deal with, you know? It's not for you.
So half-Japanese, half-Taiwanese.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing stand-up?
I started 10 years ago.
Is that right?
I started 10 years ago.
You're doing quite well.
Oh, thank you so much. I hear you're doing quite well, too.
I don't feel that, but that's because I'm a stand-up comedian.
And you feel like...
Well, I don't know. Are you like... Well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Okay,
I was going to
okay.
say,
We're
I was going to get into
yet.
Your psyche, you know.
Sure, get in there. Yeah, I was starting to get into yours, and I was wondering what you meant by you don't feel that way.
Well, I think... You know, one of the classical traits of being a comic is just tremendous insecurity and not giving yourself enough credit for things. Are you like that, or you may not be like that at all?
A little bit, sure, yeah. And you know, that creates room to grow. So that's not a terrible way to go about things. But I would give yourself credit.
That's all my life. That's all my life is growth.
Growth. No, yeah, truly. I've started, and literally, like, yeah. Physical growths, too. I have this bump on my leg that it won't go away. You know what I mean? Things like that.
Yeah, well, as I've gotten older, I actually, you know, I have so many growths on my body that I now have to register them at the Motor Vehicle Bureau. They have to get special.
You got to ID them.
Yeah. I gotta ID them because when I'm traveling by air, especially the TSA is like, "What is on your back, sir?" And I give them a little ID, a known traveler number, for my growth on my back.
You don't want to leave them behind.
Look, we're being too funny, already. You know what, YouTube audience, you don't deserve this kind
sue
of
us. Sue us,
because you're a litigious society, America.
Yeah, that's
were
right.
you born here?
I was born in Taiwan. I was in that old place, yeah. I was born in that little tiny island.
My friend just visited and loved it. He loved, like he said, you could tell me, but he said it just seemed a lot less crazy than America and just kind of saner. No.
Yeah, it is. He's right.
There were Buddha statues. We're both into Buddhism, me and my buddy.
Yes, yeah.
I are there gigantic Buddha statues? In Taiwan, am I thinking of the right place?
I
haven't been to Asia.
I was born there, and then I kind of have visited back, but I have not seen a huge Buddha statue
yet.
Oh,
okay.
Your friend probably beat me to it. I saw like white roosters, which meant reincarnation.
Is that right?
There's this store that sold just chickens, the dead chickens hanging, you know, for people to eat. And then there was this white rooster that would come by. They wouldn't eat him, so I said, why not that one? How come he spared his life? And they said, oh, because he's white, it means he was a good person in his past.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So. Well, as a white guy, I agree.
White is
and
right.
If you have a problem with that, ow, it's a Day of Atonement.
I would bring you back as a white rooster.
Would you?
Yeah. And we wouldn't have to change
too
much.
I'm a huge animal lover.
You are? Yeah, I know. You're vegan, right?
I am vegan, you know. But, and it's interesting. Are you vegan?
I'm not vegan. Yeah. I'm not vegan. No, that's why I was like, how about this rooster? How do I get him in my belly? I'm sorry. But, you know, I was wondering. God,
do you worry? So, all right, we're jumping all over. You hosted the Indy Wire Honors in November 2018. You're laughing. He's doing his homework.
No, no,
look
it's
at
great,
him
yeah.
looking at, up the internet.
At 8:30 p.m. Pacific time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, stand up in front of, you know, actors, filmmakers. It's really fun.
They're very fucking judgmental, aren't they?
Truly just, I think I saw Nick Kroll host the Spirit Awards a couple years back. And during his, mm-hmm. you know, when he was hosting, mm-hmm. he mm-hmm. even gave up. Because people were talking, drinking.
Oh, was it like that? It's an awards thing.
It's an awards thing. And people right. mostly just want to like network and give each other business
and it's
cards.
Not, and they're not on their best behavior like the Oscars where,
right.
you know,
you're
they're told
camera.
To shut the hell up. And you're on camera.
Yeah, yeah. They might cut to you.
Oh,
you
that know? Sounds actually like a drag, actually.
It was
like,
pretty intense. And even Nick was like, okay, all right. Well, I guess fuck you guys then.
Good, good for, that's what I would have said.
See, I'm a little different. I'm such a bottom. I'm a true bottom, power bottom. I will take the pain and yes. still want to serve, you know?
Speaking of your bottom,
yeah.
You had some funny, I was watching some funny videos of you. I guess, I don't know if it was twerking.
We'll call it whatever you
call you
like.
Whatever you want, but Oxco.
Yeah.
Oxco was shaking her booty in front of it looked like
which one was
your
it?
Elders.
Oh, yes, my
it
elders,
was hilarious.
My ancestors. My
your ancestors.
My family, my alive, yeah, my
it
grandmother.
It was very funny because this video, where can people see this video, by
oh,
the way?
Oh, well, I post numerous ones, so they're on Twitter or
oh, okay.
on Instagram. Yes, I...
Are you big active on both those platforms?
I am. I just can't stop with not getting... I have to get the attention, you know?
You know, I used to do Twitter constantly, and mm-hmm. now I've switched to Instagram being my go-to thing.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Well, I really wrote a lot of funny stuff on Twitter, if right. I may say so myself.
Mm-hmm.
Sue us.
Sue, yeah. Sue him first, and then I'll see about how much money
and if
I
you
have.
Win.
Yeah, no, so you were on Twitter, and then you're like,
I wrote
no,
so much, I got burnt out on it.
Sure.
And I was into that, you know, validation. I was like really getting off on like people really thinking it was funny.
Of course, and, yeah, you're a like, funny guy. Yeah. And it, but why Instagram? Is it?
Oh, well,
like
I don't know. It seems like that's just where people have gone, even though I realize that Twitter still has a big, big following. I think I got a little fatigued from Twitter and for whatever reason. But so people could see your videos. But it was hilarious where you were. It was just funny because the camera zooms in on you doing this sexy dance and you're and you said bottom, so it brought this up.
Right.
You know.
A segue, yeah, good. Yeah. Transition into...
Well, I'm a pro.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a pro, and if someone brings up a word that triggers another word...
Hell yeah. On the to-do list of things to talk about, you saw what happened. Well, I had
you
a
saw
few...
what happened. We're live on YouTube.
I had a feeling you might talk about bottom, but I am a bottom. So it goes well. And then, so it was with my grandma. It was... I
that was your grandma,
grandma,
yeah. That's
yeah.
what it looked like.
Yeah, my grandma's a sweetheart. She's my angel.
She seemed like it. It was like the camera focusing on your ass shaking, and then it pans out, and you see these two elderly women, your grandma,
oh, yes.
and they're just like, they were so sweet. Now, I'm Sicilian.
Uh-huh.
And Jewish,
uh-huh.
and my grandparents would have been fucking hard. They would have been like, "Don't! What are you doing? You're gonna disgrace the family." Like the Sicilians are really into disgracing the family.
It's about the disgracing, not like you're gonna break a table. Then we're gonna eat dinner. It's not more like practical. It's more like deep seated. Disgracing the family
yes.
is huge. It's deeper and darker.
Disgracing, but I've disgraced the family now. So much that they don't care anymore.
Yeah, why not twerk? You know, is that where we're gonna? Eddie?
Yeah, wherever we go.
Yeah, so they would have yelled at you. My grandma has gotten into like fun things more lately. She's even started trying to shake her butt too.
Has she?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 84.
Oh, so we're the same age.
84.
Me and your grandmother. I like you
gave
you,
me a heart
I liked
attack.
How you stopped.
Gave me a heart attack. I said, well, Wikipedia needs to get updated, Eddie. No, but look, you can start at any age.
Atsuko just looked at me like.
Yeah, no. We.
But there was a moment where she believed it, which is because I haven't been taking care of myself because of you people. It's like, oh, we need content, Eddie.
It's not true. It's because I said, wow, you look so young for 84. Maybe, you know, maybe time had passed so much I stopped counting how old you were.
You know what's funny is that I did this for a while, but you know how you're not supposed to
ask a man his age? No, what is it?
That's true these days, but yeah. You're not supposed to say your real age in Hollywood. You know, sure. You're supposed to shave off some years, but I go sure. the other way.
Yeah.
Like I'm really 60.
Oh, yeah.
60 is my real age.
Right.
But I tell people I'm 75, so they exactly do mm-hmm. what you do. You know, you look great for 75. And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez, can you?
I bathe in oils.
Oh my God! One day they're gonna be like, Eddie's 100 now. Eddie's 100, and have you seen his set lately? As an 100-year-old? Yeah, that's yeah. You keep rounding up. I commend
keep
you.
Rounding up. Yeah.
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 I kind of want to. Do you dance? Are you into like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to dance.
You like to dance? Yeah.
You dance a lot.
I do, yeah.
You do. I saw you. And now, I guess this is a big video that you're kind of, that people have seen, a lot of people have seen, but Atsuko was on the Ice House.
Oh, right.
The Pasadena Ice House. I did Ice House recently, and an earthquake
hit.
Out here happened. When was the earthquake
oh,
again?
Oh, man.
It was a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah, it was in July. It was July 4th, then 5th. So I was performing on the 5th. 2 days in a row.
Two
I don't
days.
Know if you
remember. It was scary out
Where
here
were
for
you?
A while.
Yeah, it was scary.
I was in North Hollywood both days, uh-huh. you know, and the second one I really, on the 5th, it yeah. really, like, but when I watched that video, it was the 5th, right?
That's
you,
right.
That looked like serious. It was like, yeah, yeah, talk about movement. That a little. It was a funny video.
Well, so, you know, I've been in LA 20 years.
Have you?
Yeah. And, you know, we keep talking about the big one, you know. And because it's just been so long, I don't even have a kit. So I don't
really, I don't have a kit.
I don't have a kit. You
earthquake
know?
Kits. Make sure you have one. I have.
Good.
I have a D battery. My earthquake kit is down to this, a D battery and half a Snickers.
Oh.
The vegan Snickers.
Eddie, we're going to update that. What are you going to drink? Don't you? What,
I'm not. By the way, my thing about, you know, having an earthquake kit mm-hmm. is if it really is the big one.
Yeah.
And it's just Los Angeles. Los Angeles is already a bizarre, mm-hmm. fucked up, dystopian Philip
oh, yeah.
K. Dick novel.
Oh, yeah.
If, could you imagine the chaos if it was like no electricity?
Oh.
Like just a big, big earthquake. I mean, I know people would probably band together too, but it would be nuts. And I don't think having a couple of bottles of water would particularly make a difference.
Make the difference?
That's my thing. I don't think
sure.
having...
Sure.
You now, I like, understand if you have kids. Do you have any kids?
I have no kids. No kids for me. Yeah.
Right. Me too.
So, I mean,
we made the right choice.
Yeah.
By the way.
Less people to drag around in the big one. You know, the big, well, you in your Snickers bar, you're going to have to share the half a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
It's all yours, you know?
That's right.
It's all yours, baby. And yeah, you're right. You're saying like we'd be so doomed that it's just like, forget water. Right?
I don't know. It would be. It
I
would
think
be.
In a doomsday
crazy.
Situation, don't you think they would eat the comedians first? I think that because what are
well,
our skill sets? We don't have any skills. We're just.
That was funny in the video. You, I thought this was a funny line. You were like trying to talk to the house manager or the audience, going, "Look, I went to art school. I don't have any skills." I thought that was, I related to that.
Yeah, yeah, it's very true because I was suddenly in this leadership position that I had never been in. I don't know how to lead 200 people out of a
it's like
earthquake.
Being, it's like being in the exit row when you fly.
Yes.
And the flight attendant says, you know, if there's an emergency, will you help? And you just go, yeah, yeah.
Right.
No, it, you know, you're like, if any shit goes down, I'm just going to go into another row.
Yeah, because you didn't sign any paperwork. They don't
I
know.
I didn't sign paperwork.
It's just a verbal yes. It's a bullshit yes. And then you're, you know, I'm going to be asleep so comfortable. There's more room in the emergency row. You know what I mean? That's why I said yes. It's not because I can save 300 people.
I'm going to be listening to a book on tape about carbs.
Yeah. And those were the days. Those were the days. Oh, carbs, you know. And yeah, it's exactly.
How do you
exactly
stay so
happened.
Thin? Is it genetic,
oh,
or
man,
are you a good eater?
You know,
you don't eat carbs. I have to quit them now. I really do. My doctor really said, okay, you better quit carbs.
Just
now.
Quit carbs. In
well,
general?
No, just really cut back on mm-hmm. sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And carbs are turned right into sugar.
A lot of my friends have gotten into the paleo diet.
No, yeah, but vegan. You know.
Sure. You're already vegan. Yeah, you're already vegan. So
but paleo means it's like meat, right? A lot of meat.
Yeah, paleo. You're like caveman days. It's supposed to be like caveman days, but yeah. You know, we don't live in those conditions, so we still.
We don't. Where I am in North Hollywood, it's pretty shitty. Boy.
Just people just gathering nuts and berries. Back to the old days. There's no electricity in North Hollywood. Is that right?
We recently have been, a notice was put on our door saying electric is coming in 2023.
And it's gone forever. I will personally send you more things to add to your survival kit.
Okay.
But yes, that earthquake, it was frightening. Because, you know, apparently when you're in movement, right. I was dancing on stage. So I did not feel it. I literally right. thought the crowd, do you know what it feels like to have 200 people screaming and cheering? Screaming. And you think
were they scared?
You think it's your dancing. I thought it was my dancing at first.
Yeah, well, as a comic, it all revolves around you. Let's say there was a nuclear devastation.
Right.
And you heard people, you just saw people melting.
Yeah, you were on stage.
And you were like, fuck, I killed tonight.
Yeah, you would. You would be like, wow, I blew them away. I killed them.
I literally blew them away. Like people, and you wouldn't die because as a comic, so much adrenaline flows through
us
on stage that we can withstand a nuclear attack. Do you understand?
Yeah, we can. And continue with jokes like psychopaths. And that's what
Absolutely.
I did. That's what I did. And it was a short earthquake. It was like 30 seconds long. But I realized quickly it was screams of terror, not screams of excitement.
Was it?
They were screaming because it was shaking.
I don't understand why people get so afraid when we get a little rumble or an earthquake. It's like, you know, come on, people. First of all, let's welcome death.
Welcome death.
Welcome death to our studios today. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
it's like
this light looks heavy and it's right above my head. You know?
No, but I mean, we live in such fucked up times. Right. We're on the verge of
whatsoever are you talking about? Oh, because you live in North Hollywood, but things are different in Silver Lake.
Oh, America in general. America just America.
Yeah,
I don't know where you stand on this, but
no,
it's,
I stand
it's like
with you.
It's
I stand with you. Go ahead, Eddie.
That's spoken like a good comic.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Whatever you say, I'm for.
Well, you were saying it was fucked up, so I do agree.
Well, I talk about it a lot. It's just that in America now, like three families own about 70% of the wealth. Some insane.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Insane. And the rest of us are like clawing, you know. The whole, you know, I was just in San Francisco. Hello, San Francisco. And I couldn't believe, like LA has a tremendous amount of homeless people, but San Francisco.
Yeah.
They do as well. But since it's a tighter city, it's just more apparent, and I felt like I was walking around in a Charles Dickens novel.
Yeah,
there,
you ended up in the Tenderloin.
Yeah, I was exactly. I was not far from the Tenderloin. You know?
We're just
even
like,
though I'm vegan, a good Tenderloin.
Yeah, oh, wait till you try Tender Knob. Between Knob Hill and Tenderloin. Oh. They call it the Tender Knob.
Do they really?
They do.
I never
yeah.
heard that.
It's just a.
It's such a pretty.
It's such a beautiful city.
Besides all the people
it's like
who have been discarded, besides the dispossessed.
Oh, right.
And the people who've been discarded because we're in the last days of capitalism, San Francisco is utterly beautiful if you happen to have a little money or a lot of money.
If you're down with never looking down, just always looking up at the sky, San Francisco is gorgeous.
Yeah. Do you like it?
I do love it. I call it my favorite city, but it's true. So because it's like 7 mile radius. It's like seven miles. You know, you do see like a lot of wealth and then suddenly just somebody shooting up, you know, into their penis. You know what I mean? You know, my friend saw that once at a park.
By the way, if you want to shoot up into your penis.
That's right.
During our podcast, do it now. This is a good time to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm with him.
Sue us.
I stand with him.
I stand with him. All right. Well, we've gotten off to a very good start. We're going to go to a couple of phone calls.
Yeah, let's do it.
And our fans call in, and they're wide and varied fans. Now, let's see what my great producer, who you know, Matt Rasamoto.
Oh, yeah, Matt.
Right?
Let's see what Matt has to say.
We got a couple of phone calls. We have no emails. Now, if you want to leave a message for the show, call us at 424-262-0904 and leave a message. You will not get a live person, but you could leave a message, 424-262-0904. We didn't have any freaking emails. Where are those fuckos?
No emails.
No emails, you know, and emails are at fanmail@peptalkspodcast.com. Maybe that's why
that's
there's
why
no
they
emails.
Come in. Yeah, yeah. They didn't know if it was Peppo or Pep Talks.
God damn it.
Pepco got a lot of emails.
And I need validation. You know, we talked about it briefly, but the psyche of the comedian is perhaps more needy than a rescue animal.
It's very true. I can write, I'll email you right now. Eddie, you want an email?
Not right now.
Okay.
Even though it would be nice to have something waiting for me.
Yeah.
So let's go to a phone call.
All right,
let's
hear. Take a phone call.
We're going to go first to our guy. This is Jared. Here we go. He lives in Austin.
Oh, good.
Hey, so my name is Jer. I live in Austin, Texas, and I have a question for you. What do you say to somebody who comes up to you and says, hey, I'm having problems with my girlfriend? Do you say, please tell me what's going on? Please tell me. That's what I would say. Then he tells you, well, my girlfriend is all cheesy and melty and burnt, and the edges of her are crusty. Well, that's when I suddenly got an idea. That's not a girlfriend, good sir. That is a grilled cheese.
That call, yeah. Jared, thank you.
Thank you, Jared.
You know, I thought we were going to go to a serious place, and and I love, you know, like if he was saying, I thought what he was going to talk about was like, you know how people try to lay their problems on
right,
you?
Right, right, right.
And yeah. How much, what, you know, I'm bad at drawing boundaries, I've realized.
You take it in, you listen. You're there hours later.
I could be, yeah.
You're going with them to talk to the girlfriend.
No, I don't do it. But like, you know, when someone is like needing something from me.
Yeah.
I sense it, you know, I'm an empath, whatever that means,
right.
You know.
No, yeah, yeah.
And I want to, you know, I want to try to take care of him like a caretaker or something.
Yeah,
How are you with that stuff?
I'm like that too.
Are you?
Yeah, I wonder if we were born under the same star or something.
What's your birthday?
I'm a Gemini, May 27th.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, what are you?
No, I'm a Scorpio.
Okay, Scorpio.
November 5th. My birthday's coming up, folks.
Coming up. Surrounded
so
by
So hit the
Scorpios.
Donate button.
That's right. Leave some emails, please, for the love of God. Maybe a happy birthday, Eddie. I'm surrounded by Scorpios.
You are?
Yeah.
You like Scorpios?
I do, yeah. A lot of my friends are Scorpios. Mm-hmm. And I would say that I get just into people's problems, too.
Yeah.
You know, if someone's like, I mean.
Yeah.
Just
but then here's why I think it's fucked up is later if my being, my soul has been, you know, co-opted by a couple of friends, then I feel angry that I'm like, I need something now. You know, I just realized that I'm left feeling a little bereft.
Sure, sure.
And not bereft, but like kind of used a little bit.
Of course.
When someone just talks at you.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. It's called talking at you instead of talking with you, right?
Yeah, because they're so fucking wrapped up.
Right, right, right.
In their thing. That's another thing that's going on in the world.
You ever find out that they also gave the same talk to, like, they talk to someone with the same problems, like, a day later? Yeah. Someone else is like, Eddie, can you believe what so-and-so is going through? And they're like, they told you that, too?
Yeah.
You know, you think you're the one that they invested in, that they trusted?
Yeah, that actually pisses me off more.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't I didn't know I was sharing this experience with multiple people. You know? And then you're like, well, shoot, where's the reciprocation for me? This guy just dropping seeds, just like, I have a problem with this girl. I have a problem with this girl. Just gathering advice.
So that's where I thought he was going. And it's really funny because my head was like ready to get into this thing with Jared.
Where did you know? I knew. I thought it was a quesadilla for sure. But it was a grilled cheese.
I knew it was a grilled cheese.
Was it the cheesy part? Was it the
bread? I liked it because it was so stupid.
No, same. Yeah.
You know? Okay, now we have one more call.
Okay.
Here we go. This is from Hunter.
Hunter.
You'll recognize his...
Eddie, it's Hunter. Maybe you've wondered how I'm able to make these calls from the land of the dead. Easy explanation, Eddie. We have unrestricted access to the electromagnetic spectrum over here. I can manipulate waves and particles because I have become waves and particles, Eddie. Speaking of ghosts, Halloween is coming up, and Eddie, don't forget to pay homage to humanity's darkness. Give those begging little bastards all the candy they want in order to pay due respect to the Black River that runs through all of our souls, Eddie. Don't piss off the trickster. This isn't fun and games, Eddie. Follow the example of your twisted little friend, Dana Gould, and take the day seriously, Eddie, for your own sake. Put on a suffocating costume and answer your door with an overflowing bowl of treats. The threat of tricks is real, Eddie. We as a species have earned all the tricks the universe has to offer. Be careful, Hunter out.
Wow. I love that you can tell he's in the turning lane the whole time.
Was he in a car?
He sounded like he was in the car.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He was truly, yeah. But you know, that's the land of particles and whatever else he said.
Well, it's Hunter Thompson, and he has chosen to come back from the beyond to leave me bits of wisdom.
Yeah.
And actually, I asked who the real caller is, and he won't identify himself, which I like.
Right. Interesting.
You know, because I've said how much I like his calls. They're funny, right?
I love them. And this time, he said it was topical.
It's
Halloween.
Very topical.
Halloween, he wants you to be joyous as you give candies to kids. Now, do you do that? Are you a candy giver?
I used to be.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in now, and in New York, too. When you're in an apartment building.
Sure.
It's like
8 floors up. Wait, what?
Yeah, no, when you're in an apartment building, kids don't run through apartment buildings. I guess in New York, some of them they do. But out here, we don't get any fucking trick-or-treaters.
Yeah,
it's different
either.
Neighborhoods, like nice Valley Village, Studio City, you know? Where do you live, by the way?
I'm in Silver Lake. I'm at the top of a hill, too, so kids don't come up either. Yeah.
Those bastards. You know why the kids won't come up to the top of the hill these days? They don't want to exercise anymore. Listen to the Presidential Physical Fitness Council. Look at our president and how fit he is.
Yeah. Correct. It's because he went up all those hills to get them hamburgers and candies. I always have them ready. They don't come. I said,
Do you have candy?
I do have
just
candy.
In case.
Oh, not yet right now. Not yet this year.
Oh, well, it's only
I'm
October
I'm getting so
8th.
Bitter about the world, I might not give them out this year. I might give carrots out.
Do you get bitter about the world?
Oh, you know, not bitter. Are you
political?
I am, yeah.
Oh,
okay. I am, yeah.
What's your politics focus on?
Oh, you know, well, you mean like with the world today? I lean left.
I lean left.
Is that what you were asking?
I lean left.
What do you think? What do I think about?
No, I mean, to me, like, for I touched on it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, out west here, just homelessness.
Homelessness, sure.
And the polarization of wealth, that the wealth, there was somebody shared a link with me today that billionaires,
mm-hmm.
in this country paid less than working people.
Oh, for sure. For sure. That's
and
why
it's yeah. insane now.
That's
and,
why
and
we're trying to get $1,000 a month. was it a month? Yeah, it's a month every person, right?
That's, by the way, I'm on Cameo now, everybody. I don't know if you know Cameo.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
But I have done 8 cameos within a week and I charge $30, which is very reasonable. Gilbert Gottfried charges $100.
Oh.
But I don't want to gouge people. $30 and I'll send you a personalized video to you or someone else. Cameo is
that's
the app.
That's a great deal. You want the $30, Eddie. You don't want Gilbert. You don't want him yelling at your kids. that he's great too. But yeah, that's a great deal. No, it's true. I mean, that's kind of Yang's platform, right? Andrew Yang's platform is like.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's like these 3 people making the most money.
Oh,
and
right.
They don't pay taxes.
Oh, right, Andrew Yang.
And that's why he's like, you know,
I'm a Bernie guy, but people have told me Yang is good.
Yeah, no, I was just referencing because what you're talking about goes with what he's saying, which is like Amazon doesn't pay taxes and they make so much money.
It's insane.
So why don't we, he's just like, his whole thing is like, let's give everyone $1,000 an income, just the worldly income. This is just him. And, you know, it'll get back into the economy. So even like people on the streets will have
$1,000.
So people even on the street will have money to at least start spending, and it'll get, you know, it's this idea of like taking from the 3 people who make the most money, you know?
Mm-hmm. What do you think of, have you followed this group called Extinction Rebellion?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like a band.
Yeah, it does, but they're amazing.
Okay.
Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old.
Oh, yes.
And just the fact
that... Oh, that's them.
Well, I think... I'm sure she's involved with them, I would think. She's amazing. But, like, you know, we're on the verge of fucking horror. I mean, already we're experiencing drought, this, and this. And by the way, if you've tuned in for comedy...
Yeah. We're getting there. Oh, we're getting there. This is just a setup for the biggest
This is a
line.
Setup.
This is just a setup. Yeah, we're talking about Greta. She's 11. She's
7,
11.
16.
16. 16. Yeah. She looked younger to me. It's more impressive.
Wouldn't it be funny if Greta Thunberg was doing cameos for people? Like $150?
Yeah, just being like,
to get screamed at for wasting.
You to know. Yeah, she's very like Alanis Morissette, you know, the way she just talks to people. In that song, what's that song that Alanis Morissette haunted one of her exes with? Just like,
What was the hook in that? What was the chorus in that song? The hook. I know a couple of musicians. That's why I use the word hook.
Yeah, he knows verses. I can't remember the hook right now, but she's very angry vibes.
Yeah, I like it. I like it because we are, you know, in a moment, and I think it's overwhelmed people, and rightfully so. I mean, it's an eco catastrophe that's already affected people. And Extinction Rebellion, they're closing down cities, 30 cities all over the world. LA, of course, not because there aren't many political people here, but like New York, Amsterdam, Madrid, Brisbane, Australia, all around the globe.
Closing down cities meaning just like we're shutting you off. Like, what? They, like electricity off?
No.
What?
No, they're blocking roads. They're gluing themselves to things.
Oh, yeah. I saw people suspended from.
Yes.
Like,
okay.
Bridges.
So that's Extinction Rebellion.
Okay. Got it.
And they're organizing it. And I think it's great.
Yeah.
And they realize that all you need is 3.4% of the population to shut it down.
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Well,
we're going to shut it down. Get your kit ready.
Your kit.
I'm going to be hiding out in a Whole Foods when it's over. When it's all over, I'll be by the bread aisle.
You know what's going to suck about, you know, spending the apocalypse in Whole Foods is that it's still going to be very expensive.
It's still going to be very, they're still going to charge me for some reason.
There's going to be blood in the aisles and it's still going to be like, sir, those muffins are, they're still $8. Really? But everybody's just killing each other.
And everyone's dead. They're like, but I'm the manager.
I'm the manager. And Jeff Bezos, he's rocketed himself into Mars. By the way.
Yes.
By the way, I just want to say that, me and my wife wrote a piece about me being the first comedian on Mars, and it's in Mad Magazine. Mad Magazine's last issue has a piece from me and my wife, Karen Simmons, and it was drawn beautifully, and check it out.
Wow.
Travis Mallard, I believe, is
read
the artist.
It. Oh, are you like doing bits in front of like rocks and stuff?
Oh, you should just check it
out. Okay, I'm going to check it out.
But
I'm
anyway,
check it out.
Anyway, I get these notifications. Now I remember why I blocked these. I used to, it's Apple News. Do you have the iPhone?
Yes. Good. Things pop up, yeah.
Do you get the notification? And it's like, here's today's thing that just popped up. Uh-huh. Well, they pop up during the day. I'm going to have to block it again because it fucks me up. Hundreds of thousands lost power in California today. And Twitter misused your security data. Here's the news to know. This is from Wired.
Oh, okay.
So hundreds of thousands lost power in California today because it was a big fire threat, speaking of climate.
I see. Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. Okay. And so what happened with Twitter? They couldn't get on Twitter because
your security data was misused. I don't know what the hell that means.
Wow. Okay.
We have one ad. we won't read that just now. You know what I was interested is you talk, it was some interview you did, and you were talking, and by the way, I'm getting off the end of our civilization.
I'm getting off
of the fact that end times are basically coming, and we're going to talk about some comedy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Still too hot, though. I'm burning as I'm speaking right now because the world is ending, but you know, it's fine.
It's ending, but if you want like a cameo, like a video of me.
Yeah.
Like talking about the world ending, but you know, I think that would be good that I do a cameo about talking about the world ending. And that $30, by the way, just goes to helping me. And
yeah. And guess what? It's not real cash, so you won't be killing trees, you know, when
Thank
you send
you.
That money Thank electronically.
Digital.
It's all digital. Yeah.
It's digital cash.
Yeah.
So yeah, and an interview I was reading about, you were saying that you love stand up because it evolves so fast. Talk about that a little.
Oh yes.
Or because I think stand up is a really underrated art form.
Yeah.
It's taken for granted, I think. I think people see comedians and they go, oh, I'm funnier than that.
Yeah,
guy.
I could do it.
I could do it. But then they try.
Sure.
And they're just, you know, they're crying for their mommy.
No, for sure. And, you know, I am too. But I just figured out a way to still try to.
I never had a mommy. And those of you know me know that's true.
Damn it. I brought it too dark. I didn't mean that, Eddie.
Let's get back to the end of the world, Eddie. And lighten it up.
No. I feel like more people, stand-up has reached a bigger audience, though. Like, I feel like people are comedy nerds now. There are comedy nerds, people who crave comedy, who love comedy more than ever.
That is true. Like, that is true, right?
Moms, dads, you know, grandmas, like little kids who know comedians, you know, more than ever. And I think that's because comedy evolved. And also, it became more accessible to people with, like, the podcast, to you
that's
being
true.
On Cameo, to.
That's true.
I think that's really exciting. I think that it doesn't have to be that, like, you know, historically, like having to go to a stand-up show, you know, comedy club, it wasn't always accessible to everybody. You know, it costs money. There's a 2-drink minimum. But
right.
now you can watch specials at home, you know, and things
right.
like that. And I think that's why. Also, maybe comedy didn't necessarily evolve, but the types of comedy that you weren't seeing at the comedy clubs, you're able to see now more, you know?
Yeah.
You know, if I never uploaded that earthquake video, like, you wouldn't ever have seen me do the earthquake video unless you were in that room with me.
Right.
You know, but
right.
I think that's what I mean by comedy's evolving, is that people who didn't always have the platform have it, too, you know?
Because of the technology, you mean?
Technology. Yeah, technology. And, I mean, yeah, a lot of it's technology. People have always wanted to laugh. So the audience was always there. Mm-hmm. But maybe they only had access to, I don't know, three stand-up comedians that they could go see.
Right. Well, when I was growing up, it was like we'd see them on Johnny Carson
sure.
or Ed Sullivan even. I'm pretty old. I think I told you I'm 84.
Right.
And I know
my grandmother's age. Yeah. Which she's looking for friends her age. So I don't know if.
What's her first name?
Inchi.
It's Eddie Pepitone.
You want
to
hang out?
I am ready to hang out. I am your age. I'm 84. And, you know, I'd like to talk about different subjects with you.
Great. Sold. She's sold. Thank you so much. Imagine that being a dating tape.
Like, this is my date. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Eddie Pepitone. I'm 84. I have about $3,000.
I like long talks.
I like
long talks by the beach. I don't walk anymore. I'm 84. No
long. Remember, it's long talks, not long walks. Okay, I like long talks about the end of civilization.
That's right. That's right. And the sunrise because he's 84 year olds aren't awake for sunsets anymore. You know, my grandma would appreciate long talks over walks. She has a bad knee. So
does she?
Yeah.
Look, so I'm 84. I have a bad everything. You know, my dad is actually 87, and every fucking body part on him is falling apart. Like,
oh man, does he have?
Is your grandma in good shape still?
Her knees are really, really like. Yeah. For the most, she's sharp in the head.
But yeah, my dad is sharp in the head too. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately,
I know. Then why do I have this growth on my knee? Grandma, that's your knee. That's just your knee. It's just inflamed. And she's like, oh, I thought I was growing another face on my knee, you know? And so, it's frustrating. But for the most part, she's you know, she eats healthy, you know? She eats healthy and she exercises the rest of her body.
Yeah. She does, huh?
Yeah, she tries to exercise the rest of her body. Yeah.
From the knees down, she doesn't
exercise.
From
the knees down, no. Sometimes she moves her toes, but who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Who am I, crazy? Sorry, I go on tangents and we were talking about something important.
Well, we were talking about just comedy. And like, I think it's an underrated.
What do you think? Do you think that it's evolved or what?
Like, evolved? Yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, I think it's gotten quite interesting, you know?
Yeah.
It's like some people say that comedy is the last place that you can tell the truth because we aren't particularly censored, but then there's the whole thing about the PC police. And like, God, I try not to get, like, I just do my thing. Like, and I feel like as far as like what I talk about, I just feel like I have a good filter.
Yeah.
Like I won't, like I've talked about this before, but like I won't punch down. Like I want to punch up. I want to punch up at the rich fucks who are killing us all. You know?
The three folks. There's honestly more. Forbes just came out with like 400 of America's richest people.
Is that right?
Yeah, they came out. It said, the article said, Forbes 400 most richest people in America. See who made the list, see who didn't.
So I didn't.
So I said, maybe I made it, you know, and I clicked it, iPhone explodes, you know? But it's just a good way to be like, good morning, America. Here are trillionaires in America.
Yeah.
Have a great day at work, you know?
Have a great day. There's been another shooting in a workplace environment, and here are the people who are trillionaires. Good luck.
No, exactly. So, you know.
It'd be funny if they had a list of like, who has hit the $3,000 in savings category?
Yeah, I'm like, I want that list. At least you'll constantly be updating it because there's so many of us, you know? Why do we talk about that? Oh, the richest people, comedy. Oh, yes, punching up. Yeah, punching up.
I agree. So I won't. I just feel like, you know, it's kind of ridiculous to go after people who are in vulnerable
positions. I think it's too easy.
It's too easy, yeah.
Yeah, I think we should want to like challenge ourselves as comedians, as thinkers.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And it's got to be, because it's just, that historically has been so easy. It's been done a lot,
It's
too.
Been done.
You know what I mean? And it's just like.
Our president is a great example of punching down.
He punches down. And it's like literally we have, it's crickets. Like people don't laugh at his stuff. You know, even his voters. And so, like, you can't even use that as an example. Like, well, it's, it's pushing the envelope. It gets heard. People hear it because they get upset.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't. You got to have people laughing, you know?
Yes, yes. Do you think comedians are deep thinkers or not really?
Oh, I think so. I think we have to be.
We have to be, right? Yeah. Why? Tell our audience why.
Because we have to not just like feel the feelings or see the things. And then, it's, you know, most of the times it's stuff that hits us, you know, hard possibly. And then we have to in a process of like coming out of
alchemy,
it.
Alchemy, right?
Like finding a way to use words in the correct ways to make people laugh.
Yeah.
You have to be deep. You gotta like, it's like a bounce, like it hits your soul, and then you have to come back out of it higher than where you came in. So it's you have to
process it.
Totally. Yeah.
And I'm an emotional person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eddie, you need a moment?
Can you take over for a little bit?
Yeah. I got an email. This is just my inbox. I'll read up my emails. Well, Eddie takes a moment.
The New York Times has chimed in with, it's another big month for books.
Ooh.
Here are 18 that New York Times editors are looking forward to in October.
That's exciting. books are stolen. The verdict's in. Books are stolen. And Eddie is still emotional. Eddie is an emotional person.
Well, the emotions, you know, you're right that you have to kind of take that emotionality and transfer it to like our articulation. And that's one reason why I scream and yell on stage, because
it's the raw energy.
And you know what I noticed? I don't think you're like this, but you could be, but like if I don't hook into a set emotionally,
sure, yeah,
for me stand up isn't like fun or relevant if I don't do that, because then I'm kind of just kind of outside it, like kind of reporting the news instead of being right fucking in it,
yeah,
emotionally.
I agree. That's why like it takes a lot of energy out of you, you know? Yeah, I mean, even if you're mad about something, you know, during the setup, right?
Yeah.
You're mad, you're committing to the delivery. Is that what you're talking about? Emotionally,
the whole thing. Like when I go up there, you know, I'll go. There's two ways to go in LA: yoga or meth.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so, it's driven by that thing that I have a lot of passion about, you know, which is the haves and the have-nots in society. Mm-hmm. And it's gotten worse and worse and worse. What topics do you like to talk about? Do you go all over the place? Are you very self-deprecating?
Yeah, I'm.
Where are you performing next?
I'm all over the place with the things. Usually like it ends up in like a self-reflection, which, you know, there's deprecation in that. There's a lot of sometimes there's like faux, silly, absurd anger, you know.
That's my specialty.
Just being like, yeah, like I'll be angry about charcuterie platters, and you know.
What are those?
They are a cold meat and cold cheese platter.
Oh, okay. What gets you angry about those?
Because I just feel they're so expensive. Charcuterie platters are super expensive.
They're
like $24 for just like cold meat, cold cheese. Sometimes it comes with crusty bread. And for me, it's like, well, is that
for parties? Is it catered stuff or what? Or people?
You've never had one?
Well, I'm vegan.
Of course.
Well, no. I've only been vegan 7 or 8 years, but I'm sure I did have
that's
that.
That's a while.
Yeah, I'm sure I did have that.
Yeah, it's like for catering, but people order. It, it's like you drink it with, you eat it with wine, you know, so it's like a fancy thing.
Oh,
but
I see.
The cold meat and cold cheese and crusty bread, it's just for me, it's like, you know, with a little more effort, it would have made a great panini, you know, but it's just
in other words, it's like you have to put it together yourself.
Yes, it's a make my own sandwich situation, but I paid $34 for it.
To
you know?
Make your, yes. It's like actors have to tape themselves now.
Right.
We have to check, not, and people have to, people, civilians,
yeah.
have to check themselves. At a supermarket
yes.
now, like everything, like, oh, Eddie, can you tape yourself? Why can't someone tape me? No, they're having the actor self-tape. Also, if you get the part, you'll have to bring your own wardrobe.
It's very true. They cut out the middle people. They cut out the middle people, and you are also the middle person, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I'll make my own sandwich. Do you have a toaster? Could I make it warm, you know? No, yeah. It's just a cold meat and cold cheese platter. And so it's a lot of like, you know, and then I'll get really into like the faux anger of it and just like how it, sometimes it comes on a cutting board, which means it's in preparation, you know. You didn't care about me when you were making this, you know, things like that. And then, you know, I'll go more existential.
Oh, you see, that's what I like is going from, you know, the, you know.
The food item.
The food item. Into your existential angst about it.
No, for sure. Because then I talk about how I was undocumented, you know, and lived in a garage in hiding for 7 years.
Did you?
I did, yeah, with my mom and grandma.
Oh, wow. When you first came here?
When I first came here, we came here illegally.
Yeah.
Well, on a plane, you know, but then we...
Did you hijack it?
Yeah, you didn't see the...
I didn't see it.
1999 article. God, that year... America was freaking out because of
Y2K. Was it 99?
Y2K.
Oh, right.
I was like, God, this place has no chill. Yeah. Nothing happened. But then 2001, 9/11 happened. And so I was just like, why do we come here? Everyone's freaking out. Oh, this is a crazy place.
I was in New York when that happened.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, right? Just like, I feel like it was a couple years of just like back to back America freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's when I came. And I was like, why do we leave Japan?
Bad timing.
Why do we leave Tokyo?
Yeah.
Tokyo is not as a star.
Did you live in Tokyo?
I lived near... Yeah, I was like right next to Tokyo.
How was that? It's fascinating to me. Tokyo seems like such a crazy place because there's so many people in such a small area, right?
Right. Yeah.
And the tech... And it's so... It looks like all technology. Like it looks like one big Times Square to me.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, you know, lifestyle-wise, it's great living. There's no homeless people.
There isn't.
People take care of each other. And, you know, that's the thing. That's why I was like, why do we come here?
Yeah.
Grandma, only to be illegally here, hiding in a garage.
That's a good question. Why?
They thought there were better opportunities here. They really, truly thought that, you know, if I learned English and then maybe I could, you know.
Yeah. Are you glad you're here? Now?
Yeah, for sure. This is my home now. This is my home.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just a crazy time to come.
Like yeah.
1999.
Are you relating to the immigration thing going on now, the suffering that people are going through?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you had a hide out for 7 fucking years.
For sure, yeah.
I was legal and I was hiding. That was just from my own family.
Yeah. Once they found you. Once they found you, it was over. Yeah. Jesus, I'm sorry about that.
Look, I know you had it tough for 7 years, but we have an ad to read.
Oh, yeah. Let's read this ad.
Now, this is Matt Rasamoto, our producer, writes these ads, and this is a public service message. Now, none of our advertisers have paid us yet, but this is public service, so I don't think they have to pay. This is a public service message from the why can't I talk?
You can. You've done it all your life. You've been doing great.
Oh, God. Thank you. I need, that's what I need.
Yeah, it was just that one word. Fuck that word. Change it.
A public service message from the California Highway Patrol. California is one of the most beautiful states in this here America. For Angelenos, part of that beauty comes from our enjoyment of the glorious freeway system. Just as our wondrous national parks get the occasional forest fire, even our majestic interchange system gets the occasional traffic jam. To make it easier for our commuters, CHIP, or California Highway, I think it means, what is it, California Highway Interstate Patrol, now considers food trucks to be emergency vehicles. Within moments of an accident, one of LA's beloved mobile gourmets will be there, possibly handing out steaming hot grilled cheese sandwiches, callback, and ice cold sodas for drivers to enjoy while watching EMTs pack grievously injured children into an overstuffed ambulance while a school bus burns in the middle distance. Middle distance, by the way, is something that more people should talk about. The next time a motorcyclist paints the road with his face bones. I saw that in San Francisco.
Oh, jeez.
I saw an Uber driver make a U-turn and hit a motorcycle guy.
Oh, my God.
And it was, you know, the guy was okay. He was moving around and stuff.
But only if there was a food truck there.
Yeah. The next time a motorcycle paints the road with his face bones, you can relax knowing a delicious French dip is on its way. So next time you find yourself driving over a lumpy heap of human armpits while enjoying a complimentary loose meat sandwich, think of the California Highway Patrol. Well, that's nice, that food trucks.
Thank you, Chip. Yeah.
Thank you, Chip.
Thank you, Chip. Wow.
And thank you, food trucks.
Yeah. It's, yeah, just, hey, you, at least you won't go hungry. You like, yeah, it's a free entertainment, free food. Yeah, yeah, it's great. Well, you know, actually, a friend of mine, mm-hmm. You know, got in an accident in San Francisco, too.
Really?
San Francisco, crazy drivers.
They are crazy drivers.
It was a trolley.
What happened?
Her legs are gone.
No.
She's a comedian. You might know her. Danielle Perez.
Danielle Perez?
Do you know her?
Is she, does she, oh, no, where is she located now?
She's in LA. She's a close friend of mine.
She in a wheelchair?
She's in a wheelchair.
But I think I know Danielle, yeah.
Yeah, amputated. But,
oh my God, from being in a trolley?
Well, the trolley hit her. She flew in the air. When she landed, I think the trolley was on top of her legs.
Oh,
anyhow,
my God.
She's hilarious. She's amazing. Wow. Was on The Price is Right, the show.
Was she?
Yeah, and she got the price correct, right? That's the whole thing. You have to guess the price. You get it correct. You get a prize. She won a treadmill. Kid you not. It's on TV. You could see it. You could Google it. She won it. They said, Danielle, you got the prize correct, and you will be winning. And it was literally a fucking
Was she
treadmill.
In the wheelchair already?
She was in the wheelchair, yes. She was in the wheelchair.
Was said Drew Carey the host? Or was it previous to Drew Carey hosting?
I think it was previous to Drew Carey hosting.
Oh,
my God. And they cut to commercial. It was like, it cut to her face, and she was like, oh, and she tweeted, like, when you win a treadmill on national TV, but you have no legs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I guess my point is, you know, there's always, if only there was a food truck. If only there was a loose meat sandwich.
Ah, loose meat sandwich. That's funny, right?
Wow.
Well, this hour has gone by amazingly. Are we up to? We're up to an hour, right? What's that? Oh, 55.
No,
okay, 55. We have five.
55. We have 5 minutes.
Well, we have 5 minutes. I'm going to see a play tonight. Are you a theater buff?
Oh my gosh! You know, I recently, you know, all it takes is for your one friend who does plays now. I've been going to a lot of plays because I have a friend who's now in plays. So.
Ah, that's funny.
A little more, yeah. But not as much because it's the same time as comedy shows.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you perform like 7 times a week?
This month I'm taking a little break because I'm working on a project. I do have a show tonight, but what's the play you're seeing?
Bill Irwin on Beckett, it's called. And Bill Irwin is like... Him and a guy named David Shiner did this famous thing in New York called Full Moon. And Irwin is like a performance artist, mime, funny, like clown guy. And he's going to apparently interpret Beckett.
Oh, that's...
For the crowd, like Waiting for Godot, I think he's going to...
Wow,
he's going to spoof or something like that. My wife got the ticket. She's into it.
Yeah.
You know?
So you like theater, too?
I love theater. I'm from New York.
Right,
and
right.
That's a real theater town, whereas L.A., not so much, even though there's good theater here, too.
For sure. But New York, it's just like off-Broadway shows.
Oh.
It's just wow.
Yeah.
Every person is super trained.
Yeah.
That's what they know.
I studied acting in New York. You know, I studied for years, and then I got into stand-up, and that's why my stand-up is so goddamn theatrical.
That's right. It's the perfect blend of two worlds. Vulture Magazine.
Vulture Magazine.
2019. Eddie Pepitone. Yeah.
But yeah, I plus being a comedian, I don't know if you feel like this, but like the shit I watch on Netflix, I don't want to watch comedies usually. I want to watch heavier stuff. Like I'm into Peaky Blinders right now.
Oh, you just want to feel things. You're a feeler. Yeah, it's nice to go out and see other art too, actually. I like cry in, you know, when I go see.
I like to cry in my car. Do you like to cry in your car?
I know. You know, I haven't done that. I'm very happy in my car. I'm a psychopath.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm a psychopath who likes being in the car. I talk to myself. I think of bits.
That's cool, though.
I like eating in my car by myself.
Because we spend a lot of time in our cars in
LA. I know. Yeah, I've eaten whole pizzas in my car. And I will tell you, you can be happy and still eat a whole pizza by yourself in your car.
You heard it here first.
I test it. Yeah, there's such a stigma about eating alone, And I'm going to tell you right
now.
Oh,
no, I love eating alone.
I love eating alone. It's just like,
I love it. You know,
fuck
what
you, world. This is, you know, yeah.
You know what I do? I put on an eating shirt.
Oh, you do? Like when you change?
Well, yeah, it's just a horrible t-shirt that has holes in it, little specks of blood, whatever.
Sure.
Stains, yeah. Food stains.
Yeah.
And I just know I'm going to eat. It's called an eating shirt.
I love that. That's great. It's like putting on a bib.
Exactly. It's a big bib.
Yeah, it's a big bib.
Except you don't have to wear a bib.
And you don't have to wash it because it's your, you keep it dirty.
Right. What I do after I finish is I just hang it.
Yeah, for your wife to see and be like, babe, this is my true self.
So give us your name again, your full name.
Otsko Okotska.
Otsko Okotska has been my guest. Where can people find you? Do you want to promo any upcoming shows?
Oh, sure.
Go ahead.
Sure, yeah. I'm at Otsko Comedy. Otsko spelled Atsuko on the Twitter, Instagram.
We'll put that up, too, on the website. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And, you know, I'm all over the place. I'm going to be in New York.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to be in New York for the New York Comedy Festival.
Nice.
With my Japanese game show, Let's Go Otsko, a woke Japanese game show.
Oh, we never
show.
Talked about your Japanese
oh, no,
game
it's okay.
Show.
Yeah, so it's a...
You call it a woke game show.
A woke
show.
Japanese game show. Meaning so that you don't expect just a regular Japanese game show.
Which are... They're insane, right?
They're insane, but we, you know, it's more panel type. We satirize current events in the games. So that the comedians can talk and not just have to slip and slide on the stage, you know. In these times when a lot of my comedy friends have
bad knees,
I don't want them to. You know what I mean? So it's not like American Ninja Warrior. It's more like Wait, Don't Tell Me meets Japanese game show.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Wait, Don't Tell Me meets Japanese game shows.
Yeah. And So
you're going to be at the New York Comedy Festival doing that. That's early November, right?
That's early November, and I don't know when. Well, this is already happening. But yes,
yeah, it's already happening.
We're happening. It's happening now. Ah. This is not happening. So it's also a weekly podcast. You can. I always post about where I'm going to be. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Great. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
That was great. And you might have noticed that we have cut down on the number of sponsors we have on the show. Well, we've noticed that the number of emails and calls have decreased as well. I'm not saying there is a correlation, but I am saying if you do your part, want to see Lolly punch our lanky-necked producer right in his godless throat waddle? Subscribe. Do you want to take a peek behind the paywall of Charlotte's private Instagram account? Write a review. Do you want a pint of our audio engineer Aaron Brungart's blood? Donate a few bucks. It's cheaper than printer ink and tastes like carnival fudge. So you do your part, like rate the show, subscribe to the show, email, whatever, and we'll give you the goods. Our engineer today was Emma Erdbrink. Thank you, Emma. And our other engineer is Aaron Brungart. Our producer, Matt Rasamoto. Leave a message for us at 424-262-0904. Fan mail at peptalkspodcast.com. And we did have a donation this week. Thank you very much. Wild Ride donated us. That's what they left. peptalkspodcast.com. Hit the donate button. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Eddie.
Yeah, that was
Thank
great.
You.
We'll see you guys next
Bye.
Time.
Bye.
Thank you. That was great. Did you have an okay time?
Yeah.